Ireland's DNA database, which is used to investigate serious crime, could be vulnerable to a cyber attack. That's the opinion of top computer systems experts at University College Cork and follows concerns raised in a report prepared for government. Cian McCormack has the story. Cian, you've seen this report. What is it?
Well, the report, Paul, is the annual report of the DNA Database System Oversight Committee. And that group monitors the systems behind the National DNA Database to make sure that it's safe and secure.
Okay, well, why is there concern about the DNA database's security?
Well, the core issue here is the migration of IT systems from Forensic Science Ireland, which runs the database, to the Department of Justice. The Oversight Committee expected that work to be done and followed up with independent security testing at the end of last year, and that hasn't happened. And the committee expresses disappointment in the report and says the robustness and security underpinning the successful and safe functioning of the DNA database system will continue to be kept under active review in 2020.
So we're told there is concern from IT experts, but what is it?
Yeah, that's right. Simon Woodworth, lecturer in Business Information Systems at University College Cork, says there's a risk of a cyber attack.
The problem is any delay in this sort of work, there is a risk exposure. And we know that the DNA data has to be preserved with absolute integrity. And what would bother me slightly is that without a penetration test being done on its eventual location, that a criminal syndicate, for instance, or a well-organized crime gang might finance or actually contract a Russian hacker team or similar to go and attack that database itself. And if the integrity of the data is undermined, either in reality or it's suspected that the integrity of the data is compromised, that DNA data is not going to stand up in a court of law. And I think that concern will remain until a thorough penetration test is completed.
Of course, the penetration test is on the new system, and the Director General of Forensic Science Ireland is saying that the database is safe and they're doing the best they can until the new IT infrastructure is put in place.
And again, nobody can ask really any more of them, but I would suggest that even following all the policy and procedures and compliance and with the laws and regulations may not offer sufficient protection.
That's UCC lecturer Simon Woodworth there. Now, Forensic Science Ireland runs the actual DNA database. How has it reacted, Cian?
Well, Paul, FSI's Director General Chris Enright says, as I was saying earlier, that the DNA database is safe.
A big focus for us over the last couple of years is to simplify and consolidate the various IT platforms that we have in place and collapse them essentially under a single Department of Justice IT domain. And what that means is completely refreshing the IT hardware that we have and consolidating all FSI information under Department of Justice infrastructure. That'll come with best practice security server upgrades on an ongoing basis. So that's our plan, and we hope to complete that in Q3 of this year. Once it's completed, we plan to do an independent security assessment to give the DNA Oversight Committee some assurance that the appropriate processes and robustness is in place.
Until then, is the data safe?
It is, to the best of our ability. We're following all of the appropriate procedures and policies in relation to data retention, deletion. So we're doing all of those as best we can until this new IT infrastructure is put in place.
I asked the Department of Justice if it's satisfied that the DNA database is safe from cyber attacks, and it said in a statement it takes its responsibilities seriously with regard to cyber security. It added in that statement that for reasons of operational and national security, it wouldn't be appropriate to disclose details of the department's cyber security arrangements, Paul.
Well, as I understand it, there are other areas that the Oversight Committee will continue to review. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's right. The sampling of convicted offenders in prison stopped due to COVID-19 and the emergence of the pandemic. And that's now under review, too, by the committee. And I contacted the Irish Prison Service about this, and it confirmed to me in a statement that that kind of sampling will start again in September.
There's another element then, the non-submission of DNA samples to the database by Gardaí, that's also being kept under review by the Oversight Committee. Why?
Yeah, well, Gardaí in a number of divisions have failed to submit samples to the National DNA Database System. And in the report, although the committee commends steps taken by Garda Síochána since 2019 to bring in procedures to tackle the non-submission of samples, it says issues of concern remain over a small number of divisions, and this matter will remain under review by the committee.
And what are the Gardaí saying?
Well, a Garda source told me that the non-submissions are low as 3%. And in an official statement, An Garda Síochána said that the non-submission of samples doesn't infer that the samples have been mislaid or lost, but rather that they're not submitted within timelines that required and set by An Garda Síochána itself. I also talked to the Garda Representative Association, and it says whatever lies at the heart of the difficulties can be resolved. Here's its president, Brendan O'Connor.
Well, first of all, we welcome the acknowledgement that the situation has improved. And of course, with any new procedures and protocols, which is obviously DNA has only really entered into the fray in recent years, it's going to take a bit of time for the bed end. So certainly, but I suppose what we need to know is we need to identify what is the problem here, what is the issue, and it should be very easily rectified with proper protocols and proper training for members. So it certainly, if there is an obstacle, it should be fairly easy to overcome.
The DNA Data Oversight Committee's annual report also gives details of the database itself. What are the details?
It shows the database system has grown by 20% and contains 58,703 DNA profiles, 920 investigations, including robberies, firearm offences, sexual assaults, aggravated burglaries and other crimes, were assisted by the database last year. Again, here is the Director General of Forensic Science Ireland, Chris Enright.
Forensic Science Ireland has the responsibility for managing the National DNA Database, which has grown more and more as a powerful intelligence tool over the last number of years. Since the database was launched, we've assisted in over 5,000 investigations. There were 759 hits in 2021 alone, which assisted in 920 cases. So there's a very broad range of investigations that the DNA database has supported. A large number of burglaries, robberies, thefts, also more serious sexual assault and aggravated burglary cases over the course of the year. So it really covers the full gamut of offences.
And that was Chris Enright, Director General of Forensic Science, which runs the National DNA Database, ending that report by Keane McCormick.